Welcome to Sundays with Sandy, a new segment on Last First Date Radio, where we believe it is never too late to go on your last first date. I'm your host, Sandy Wiener. I'm a dating and relationship coach, a communications and boundaries expert, and I want you to go on your last first date. Do you tend to attract emotionally unavailable partners? Well, chances are you're emotionally unavailable too. It's really important to learn to recognize the signs of emotional unavailability because that's going to help you begin to heal and form relationships that are more intimate and longer lasting with partners who are also emotionally available. I'm going to be sharing 5 signs that you are emotionally unavailable and what you can do about it. What's emotional unavailability? An emotionally unavailable person has difficulty expressing or handling their own emotions and the emotions of other people. And that's why they struggle with getting close to the people that they date. They might come across as closed off or snobby at first. And they avoid vulnerable conversations, which keep them from developing the deeper relationships that they really are yearning for. What causes emotional unavailability? Well, the most common cause of emotional unavailability is an insecure attachment style that developed in early childhood. When our caregivers don't give us unconditional affection and emotional support, or they reprimand us for expressing our emotions with messages, "Don't cry," or "Don't be sad," or "Always be happy," or "Don't tell me how you feel," we don't have the skills to be in healthy relationships. And so as adults, we tend to repeat this pattern of unavailability in our romantic relationships. Insecurely attached adults tend to be more independent physically and emotionally, and they have a harder time getting intimate with or relying upon their romantic partners. Emotional distance protects us from getting hurt because if we don't open up and be vulnerable, we can't get hurt. But we also can't be fully intimate and enjoy deeper relationships. Here are 5 signs that you are emotionally unavailable. 1, you avoid difficult conversations. It's really hard for you to confront or to talk about your feelings when they're hurt. 2, you're afraid of and or avoid commitment. You're afraid of losing your independence. You're afraid that being committed is going to maybe suck the life out of you. Whatever reason, you are afraid of and or avoid getting into a committed relationship. 3, you often get defensive or reactive. When you suppress emotions and you don't have the skills to have those difficult conversations, those emotions get suppressed. And that's why you can get defensive or reactive when somebody feels like they are attacking you in some way. 4, you shut down or walk away when the going gets tough. Again, if we don't have the skills to speak up or to talk about our feelings, it can feel really combative when somebody does something that hurts our feelings. It can feel like we are being attacked. And so we might shut down. We might walk away. We might take 2 days to get back to the person because we're so hurt, but we don't know how to talk about these things. And 5, you're hard on yourself and the people you date. Maybe you have really high expectations that are actually very unrealistic, and that's what keeps you from having those intimate relationships. If you hold the bar so high, you're never going to find that person, and that will keep you safe, but will also keep you from having a healthy, lasting relationship. Which of these 5 signs describes you best? Do you find yourself in any of these? Do you avoid difficult conversations? Are you afraid of commitment? Do you get defensive or reactive? Do you tend to shut down or walk away when the going gets tough? Are you hard on yourself and the people that you date? If you want to become more emotionally available, I would love to help you find that lasting love that you desire.
If you are ready to get unstuck, gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. Fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application. That's lastfirstdate.com/application. I look forward to talking to you soon.